Praise the Lord. You remember this song? And I wanted to sing it. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, to me he is wonderful. To me he is so wonderful. Oh, to me he is so wonderful. Hallelujah. To me he is so wonderful. Just to know that Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and give God some praise. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your power in this place, Lord. God, I thank you for your presence in this place, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you, God. There's nothing like feeling the presence of God. And even if it means singing just a song that's laid on your heart, just a song just to God, worship. What a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. He is good. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Yes, tomorrow is the day I was born, but 28 years later. So, well, thank you. It's good to be in the presence of God, and it's good to be here with you wonderful people here today. What else? Where else could I be? Where else would I rather be? There's nowhere else I'd rather be in the presence of God. You know, a little side note, we could go and do anything else in the world right now. You could be doing anything else in the world right now. Why are you here? There's got to be a reason. I know why I'm here. I know, and it's not just because that I got to preach tonight. But it's because I am able, I get to come into the presence of God and worship the King of Kings and shout out his name and declare the name that's above every name, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to be here today. And I'm thankful for Brother Sapp and Pastor Kyle for enabling me to be here tonight. Well, I want to kind of start off a little bit. You are familiar, probably, with the story of Saul. Do you remember the story of Saul in the Bible, the king? He was the first king of Israel. And you know the story. As time went on, this man, eventually, he started off one way, but then things happened, and it seemed that he strayed away from the will of God in his life. And when reading the story of Saul, it's almost as though Saul never fully understood what was given to him. Because if he was, and if he actually had, things might have been different. When we read, as he was going, and he was presented before Israel on his inaugural day, whatever you want to call it, he was presented in front of all of Israel. And as he was about to be presented, they noticed that he wasn't there. They didn't know where he was at. And on that day, he hid himself, the Bible says, among the stuff. He was hiding among the stuff, the things, his whatever you want to call it. But that's where he was at. Saul was afraid. He feared the people. You know, it's interesting. He feared the people more than he feared God. He feared what man might think of him. He feared his own inabilities to do this great task. He feared his own abilities to be the king of Israel. Even though the man of God spoke right into his life. It's interesting because right before that, Saul, a man that it was obvious that he wasn't a prophet, it was prophesied to him that he would prophesy. And just shortly before he was king, he went among other prophets and started prophesying. And these were examples and these were experiences of God working through him. He was able to experience God. And it's interesting, the day he goes to stand up before all the people of Israel, he forgets all that and he's afraid of the people. He remembers, he starts worrying about his problems, and so he goes and hides amongst the things. As time goes on, we can see that Saul was genuine. He was genuinely concerned in the beginning of his reign. You can see that he wanted to do right. He was religious. But as time goes on, you can see that he got caught up in the success or his endeavors. And he forgot about the very origins of his success. The stuff, the people, the power, the problems, they all became his focus. And obedience, righteousness, and relationship with God became his neglect. His focus became his kingdom, his work, instead of God's kingdom and God's work. He became a religious man. He would often ask the prophet to ask God for him what to do and where to go. He would sacrifice and go through the motions, but it was all shallow and not relational. And I can compare these things into our own lives. We have all been given the ability, the option, the power to be heirs, to be in this kingdom of God, able to walk. The Bible says, and you shall receive power, and you are in the kingdom of God, and you are able to do great and wonderful and mighty things, even greater so than what Saul ever could have imagined. I don't know if we understand that today, but if I wrap my mind around it, there is some things that God said that I can do that is far beyond my understanding and far beyond the greatest of the prophets. The thing that you and I have that they never had was the Spirit of God living inside of them. That's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords living inside. You are royalty. And so what we have the ability to do, what we have access to, sometimes we lose sight of that as well. We have been anointed. We have felt God's presence and even seen his mighty works. But like Saul, we may struggle with the cares of the world more than God. In the beginning of your relationship with God, you come to church, you have felt his presence, and it happened so fast. Let's just say that it happened so fast. You came and you didn't really quite understand what you had, and you got an experience with God. You felt his presence, and you were able to do some things, and you had this new ideas and these wonderful things, this presence of God at church, and then you leave, and then you realize that you also had some goals and that you still really wanted to accomplish those goals, and you started putting some things on the back burner that you knew maybe is very important, but you started going after and continuing to seek after your goals. You got busy, you got caught up in work, and you get all these problems and all these things in life. Our concerns, our thoughts, our desires, our longings are for our kingdom and not his. And that's the thing that we struggle with as people, as human beings. We get caught up in our own stuff, our own works, our own things, our own desires, our own will. We focus more on building our kingdom instead of building the kingdom of God. We get distracted by all the lights and the wonderful things and the feelings and the presences and all this stuff, but we neglect to build the kingdom. We forget about what matters most. And I'm not just talking about more stuff. I'm talking about God, His presence. We have the ability to help make this kingdom great. But the only way, and this only will happen from the direction of God and relationship of God. Like Saul, many of us are just satisfied with hearing from the man of God instead of the mouth of God. That's why many of our concerns are on the stuff, like Saul on the day he was presented. Many of our concerns are for the things of this world and for the things of our own kingdom, our religious works, our sacrificial offerings. The stuff in our life becomes our concerns. We're satisfied from hearing from the man of God. We all flock to church when we hear there's a prophet in town. We're all ready to come and say, oh, I'm a man of God, I'm a Christian. When there's a prophet or somebody who's going to speak, we neglect to go and do what God has called us to do, what God really wants. The thing that would have made Saul a mighty ruler, a wonderful king, is if he sought God, His presence, His face. Saul's downfall was that he didn't know God. We have a good idea of who God is, and we even feel His presence. We even feel good, and we can do that. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. But we go through these mechanics of worship and praise. Every one of us know that when to clap, when to say amen. We go through the motions, and this becomes a mechanical thing. We don't even think about it. We're not even sure what's going on, but you're like, amen, amen. I have no idea. Yeah, preach it. What did he say? You know, you've done that. We get so caught up in the mechanics of worship and praise. We use common phrases, even in our own prayer life. Lord, dear Jesus, we come before you, and I thank you, Lord, for everything. And you don't even know what you just said. There's nothing personal about it. There's nothing. You're just like, oh, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And there's no relationship. It's good you can quote scripture, and that's great. We need to remember these things. But we have these mechanical phrases, and it's all a fake mask of religious ideas, and it's not relationship. And I am speaking to you today, not from a point of condemnation, but I'm speaking from the point of a human to human, person to person. We all go through these things. We all struggle. But what is it that we are trying to accomplish in this world? What is it that we're trying to accomplish in this kingdom of God? What is it that God has called you to do? Has He called you to come and fit in a pew and feel good and feel His presence and wait till He comes? Is that what God has called us to do? Is God calling you to something greater? What is it going to take for you to make it? What is it going to take for me to make it? What is it going to take for me to wake up and start realizing that I cannot come to church and just get a little feel-good message and feel a little convicted and then go home and do nothing about it? And often we neglect true worship. There's no face-to-face. 2 Chronicles 7:14, a familiar passage we quote all the time. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God wants us to seek His face. He wants us to know who He is. He wants us not to just say prayers, not just come to church and remember scriptures. Anybody can say words, but if there's no relationship, what is it that we do? We wonder why we're not getting far. We want to know why it is that we're not able to go into that new dimension of relationship with God, and why we're not being called to the pulpit, and why we're not being able to go and start these wonderful works, and we don't know what's going on, but meanwhile, we're not doing anything about it. We're going through we pray over our food. Maybe we'll think on Jesus sometimes and say, man, and the only thought is how bad you are and how much you've been neglecting, and we don't think about the fact that God is real. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. It will not be a joke the day that you stand before God. It will not. No one will be laughing, but on the other side of the gate. And that's laughter of joy in the presence of God. Ask yourself, and I have to ask myself, am I aware that He is right here and that He is real? When I am praying, and this is something that God's been dealing with me more. God wants you. He wants you to know Him, and He wants to know you. There's a relationship thing that God wants and desires of you. Are you aware of Him? Can you perceive His awareness of you? That's a deep thought. It's amazing. I'll catch myself all the time, and I'm saying these prayers, and I'm praying to the air, not even thinking about God at all. And I'm by no means am I trying to tell everybody that they should pray like me and be like me, but at all. There's a reason why I'm so forcefully fighting something, so forcefully trying to be on the forefront of to be prepared. There's a reason why I'm putting so much emphasis on this. Are you aware that God is aware and He perceives you? Like when you pray and you close your eyes, do you ever think on Him? Do you ever imagine Him? Does He ever become real to you? Or is this still just a magical idea and a feeling? Is it just an experience? Do you wait until you pray in tongues for an hour and a half until you really start to feel Him? That you actually, or is He there with you? Are you communing? Do you feel His presence? Do you know He's there? Relationship. It's possible. I hope that this is not a foreign concept, because if you've not experienced it, you can absolutely experience that. He's waiting. God is always, He's just there. He's there. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. He knows your issues and problems. To perceive, to become aware of, know, or identify by means of the senses, to recognize, discern, envision, or understand. Do we ever perceive, not just hear about it, not just go through the motions, but do we perceive His being there, His reality, His enormity, His grandeur, His everlasting power? Do we ever envision how great God is when we pray? Do we ever think about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords when we lay there or we sit there and pray in the presence of the Almighty God? Do we ever try to imagine how big He is and how He is absolutely working in the lives of His people, and that He absolutely does care about the littlest concern that you bring before Him? A little thought. We are not robots, and in fact, this is something that is so amazing. God created us not to be robots. He didn't create us just to say, and then go through the motions. God wants you. And part of you knowing somebody requires something. It's a relational thing. There's give and there's take. It's not, God, I need that, I need, and you never listen. It's a give, it's a take. It's a relationship. That is why God created us. And if this is a foreign concept, I come today to tell you this is real. This is powerful. This is holy. This is what it is we need. I need it. I need it every day. I need to know Him. I need to know what it is He's saying. I need to hear His voice. With all the visible and tangible distractions in our life, our ability to focus on what really matters has been weakened. Everywhere we go, there is real physical distractions. Everywhere you go, people, places, things, television, ideas, social media, everything. These are tangible, visible realities. This is things that we experience all the time. And all of those realities are warring for your mind and for your focus and for your concentration and for your heart and for your understanding and for your knowledge. These are warring after your mind and your heart and your spirit. This is what we are fighting against. And the thing is, we see those things. We can touch those things. But see, we don't see God. But yet we think that we can just pray over our food and think that that's enough to increase our faith, to live, and to make it against all these visible and tangible things. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. How are we going to fight against principalities and powers of darkness when we don't know him? When we have nothing in our, Thank you, Jesus. You know, when somebody says something and it's just an injustice and they're coming against, they're hurting people and people who can't defend themselves, and there's something that rises up inside of you and I'm not going to stand for this, we're going to take it down. Well, that's your humanity. Good luck. And that's what happens when we hear these things about all these injustices in the world, and you rise up and we're going to build all this and we're going to take them down. No, you're not. The only thing you're doing is ripping up your heart, making yourself angry, digging yourself in a hole, and you're not going to make it. The only thing you're doing is making yourself more susceptible to failure. You cannot fight this battle. You cannot fight this battle with your flesh. I cannot fight this battle in my mind with just my flesh and with my own ability. You can't do it. It will not happen. We need to know who he is. We need to know who he is. Amen. Let's clap our hands to God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are holy. Thank you, Jesus. So the question, why perceive him? Why think on him? Because that is going to increase your faith. If you have an ability to perceive, to understand, to know the reality of Almighty God, because when you hear somebody speaking to you and when you feel his presence, that's real. When you know that you serve a real God, you think that's going to help your faith when you come up against this world? Now, here's the thing. It's not like we just get a little feeling of God. That's the creator that you get to spend time with. We get to spend a little bit of time in the presence of the creator. You know, our problems, the creator, that none of that matters. So when I say we get to, it's going to build our faith, yes, your faith will change things. Yes, your faith will bring you places you can't go, because of the power of the Holy Ghost living inside of you. Now, it's easy to have faith in something that you see. It's easy. I know it's there. You know, hey, look, that's a TV monitor. I know it's there. I can see it. I can touch it. Yeah, that's real. I believe in it. Okay? But not much mental effort has to go into the fact that it's there and that it exists. But it's harder to have faith in something that you cannot see. Therefore, it requires greater effort. Being distracted by all the stuff in the world is effortless. You don't have to try. In fact, it requires no thought. In order for you to be doing what the world wants you to do, you have to spend no time thinking about how to fight against it. Just do it. To do the wrong thing requires no thought at all. In fact, if you just relied on your carnality and your humanity, you would just continue to be a rock star for your flesh. You would just continue to go right up that mountain because it requires no thought. You're doing what your natural humanity wants to do. The only way to combat and to fight up against it is to actually, the only way to survive is to swim upriver, or else you're going downriver. You're going to go with the flow, and before you know it, you're going to fall off a waterfall. The only way to survive is to swim against the current. The same way in the current of society, the current of this world, we need to fight against it. We need to swim upriver. Now, like I said, being distracted by the stuff in the world is effortless, and it consumes so much of our thought life and our time. But building your faith in God is going to be work. It's going to be work because you have to turn off all of the distractions in order to turn on your seeking his face. Let me say that again. Because you have to turn off all of your distractions in your life in order to turn on that part of you that seeks his face. It's going to actively require you to be mindful of your current state and to not think about it. It's very easy. Every one of us is guilty of just not thinking about it. It's very easy. Like, you know, when you go in somewhere, you could hold the door for somebody, but you just choose not to. It's easy. You're not necessarily wrong, but you just choose not to. You just don't worry about it. It's very easy to not think about it, but we have to actively work. We have to actively be aware. And it's awesome because we know that there's a reward. We know that there is such a benefit. We know that we get to experience God. Yes, your television shows will probably be on later. Your fun and your entertainment will still be there. Whatever your source of happiness is, it'll probably still be out there. But I want you to think about some things for a moment. Because we know that those are temporary things, and a lot of times they ignite something in you that really isn't conducive to your walk with God. I know that for myself. There's a lot of things that I would call fun, but it's not really conducive to my relationship with God, and sometimes it really kind of pulls me away. So what is it that we call fun? What is it that we call... Well, let me tell you something. I noticed that something for me, when I am able to come into the presence of God, and something that I really miss is being able to just come and be with a fellowship of people and just bask in the radiance of the power of God and just feel His presence. There's nothing like it. I don't care what kind of thing you want to compare it to. When you're in the presence of God, there's nothing like it. What if we forgot all the things that make us temporarily happy? And imagine being able to stand before God. Imagine being able to stand before God. Imagine walking with Him on streets of gold. Imagine peering into the eyes of the Creator and not only seeing the Originator, the Creator, the Ancient of Days, but imagine being engulfed in the radiance of true peace, true joy, true delight. Being able to perceive, to know that He's there. Now imagine that you can have a glimpse of that every time you call on that Creator. To seek to see Him. Call on Him as though He were right there and not at some distant galaxy far, far away. Let me just back up. I couldn't shake this. I know that this has kind of been a thing, knowing God. But there's something that I wanted to talk about today. That is more than just having an idea of God. And that's knowing Him. And it's not just knowing Him in a general sense, but that's believing that He's real. And every time, and I wish I could paint a picture. I wish I could share with you the way that I'm trying to speak this to you. But imagine that He is right there with you and that He is speaking to you. And that you are able to receive. When you are in the presence of God and you're praying, and when I'm praying, and I just know that I say something to Him, God, you are mighty and you are holy. And you feel His presence. And you feel Him kind of giving back. And you feel it kind of just Him touching you and touching your heart and lifting you up and speaking some words into your life and just moving and giving you ideas and just speaking into your life and moving. And it's a relationship that you get to build. And you feel Him and you know that there's no place I'd rather be and that this is real and that I'm not going to just come and I'm not going to just be satisfied with saying my empty prayers anymore, but I'm going to think about who it is that I serve because I realize that He deserves all my praise. He deserves at least my thoughts. He deserves at least my imagination. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's none like Him. There's none like Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would stand with me, it's not over. And even if it is, what we're going to do and what I pray that God will have His way, I wanted to kind of read some more scriptures. But listen, there's nothing greater than your relationship with God. You want to do some things in the kingdom of God, and that is amazing. But listen, at the end of the day, if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what does it matter? Who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to prove? Listen, hallelujah, Jesus. If you've not felt the presence of God in a long time, if you've not felt the presence of God like you long for, well, tonight is your night. Because listen, there is faith in this place. And when there is faith, anything can happen. There is faith in this place that can take away any ailment, any sickness. And if we cannot forget that, it's not within our means of figuring it out. It's not within our understanding, but it's in our faith in God, the Creator, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus. There's enough faith in this place to blow the doors off of any issue. There's enough faith in this place to build a mountain, to speak to the mountain and say, "Be thou removed." There's enough power in this place that can destroy any yoke of bondage, any addiction, any problem. It doesn't matter where we are and what it is that we struggle with. God wants to know you. And in a brief moment, you can just get in before him and say, "God, I know that you are there. God, and I am speaking directly to you. And Lord, you know every issue that I've brought to the table. God, you know every problem that I struggle with. And Lord, it is not my ability to figure it out. And I am going to give it to you." And tonight, you would be surprised at what God is going to do for you. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. God, you're holy. You're holy, you're holy, you're holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 9, 23 through 24. Familiar scripture, Brother Sapp. "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." If you want to brag about anything, don't brag about, if you want to boast about anything, the only thing that's worth anything in this world is your relationship with Almighty God, is understanding and knowing Him. Right where you're at, if you wouldn't mind, and if you would take advantage of this opportunity, would you pray with me? And when we pray, we're going to pray together, but we're going to pray in our own way to God and think about what He is doing and perceiving Him. So let's pray together in Jesus' name. Lord God, right now in your presence, before you, Jesus, God, you are aware of every issue, Lord. God, you are aware of every ailment, God, every problem, Lord, every circumstance, every inability that I have, Lord Jesus. God, you are aware of me. You know my heart, Lord Jesus. You know my burdens, Lord Jesus. You know my issues, Lord Jesus. You know my suffering, Lord Jesus. You know my pain, Lord Jesus. You know my bondage, Lord Jesus. God, and right now before you, Lord, I lift these things up, God. I long for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Wherever you are at right now, I pray in the name of Jesus, faith, right where you're at, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Lift up your voice to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let Him speak to you. Don't just talk. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have no words, pray in the Holy Ghost. Let Him make intercession for you. Think on Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, that's it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, have your way, Lord. Yerohoshan dehusai. Kia romosha, yesai ko yehe. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yaromosharye. Now I'm going to ask everybody, if you wouldn't mind, to step out of your comfort zone and to come to the front. For some people, that might be more of a struggle than it is for others. But I want us, and by walking and by moving in this direction, you're going to be walking on faith. And you're going to be making a step closer to the presence of God. Not nothing up here is special, but out of your comfort zone, together as a corporate body. I believe that there are people here today that have been longing to be closer with God. I believe that there are some people here that want to know what it's like to know Him more, to not just be aware of Him, but to feel His presence. You're a human being. God knows how you work. You want some evidence. You want to know that He's there. God, if you're real, well, where's all this stuff that everyone talks about? Well, He's got everything you need tonight. And if you lift up your voice in just a few moments, but here's the key that I want to tell you about. Do not think about your problems. Because this is a mind issue. This is going on in your mind because that's where you think. Don't think about your problems. I want you to think on God and let Him become real right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we come together before You. In Jesus' name, God, I pray right now. Lord, without any regard. Lord, without holding anything back. Lord, without worrying about my issues, I lift up my voice to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, I'm going to say something with my mouth. Lord, something sweet that's going to come to my mouth, and I'm going to declare some things, some words that I don't normally say. Lord, You're wonderful. God, You're beautiful. Lord, You're holy. You're glorious. There's none like You. God, I am. What a privilege to be in Your presence. What a privilege, God, to be able to know that You love me. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Yorohoshaye. Come on, that's it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, something's breaking. Something's happening in your life. Hallelujah. I am not going to be the same. I am not going to be condemned to my own mind and my own problems. I am not going to be stuck where I think I am. I declare it in the name of Jesus, I will overcome. Hioromosha. I will make it. God, it is Your will. Yes. Thank You for speaking to me. Hioromosha. Thank You for speaking to me. I will not fear. I will not fear what the world says. I don't care about the diagnosis. Those do not matter. Come on, that's it. Faith is rising in this place. Your faith is rising in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yondo Romosha. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yondo Romokasha. Your financial circumstances, your mental state, your emotional baggage, your living arrangements. God knows it. You've got nothing to be ashamed of. Do not condemn yourself. Condemnation leave in the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. I will make it. God, I love You. I will not fail, Lord. I praise You. I am walking in the newness of life. God, by faith, I will seek you earnestly. I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you're seeking healing right now, why don't you ask your neighbor to pray for you? Without interrupting anything, we're going to see healing in Jesus' name. Come on, God is confirming some things to some people. God is confirming some things to some people right now. There are some things that God has spoken to you before, some things that you've been dealing with, but He is confirming it. Come on, there's no time limit. You got plenty of time. We don't need to rush out of the presence of God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Come on, that's it. Hallelujah, that's it. Yorolo hosha. Come on, that's it.
Hamayerolo rohosha. Jesus, Jesus. Yandorolo rondorolo rondorolo mojaha. Yandorolo rondorolo mosha. God, you're aware of it. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I can clearly say, Lord, without anything holding me back, Lord, I love you. I thank you, Jesus. Some of you came today thinking that your problem wasn't going to be talked about. Some of you came and you've been hiding behind that door saying that this doesn't apply to me. Oh no, that my issues are different than that. Well, God knows exactly what that is. That issue is not a separate issue. God knows about that one as well. Come on, let Him deal with that. That's right, lift it up to Him. Yeah, the impossibilities. Lift up those impossibilities to Him. There is no thing that is impossible with Him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Better days are yet to come. You have not seen the greatest moment yet with God. You have not seen the end yet with God. Greater days are yet to come. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. Come on, make it personal. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love Jesus. Jesus. Oh, yes. Come on, how long has it been since you just had a personal time communing, fellowshipping, talking, exchanging thoughts, feelings, emotions between you and God? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Being wholly involved with Him. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. My, 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 my. Oh, just to know Him more. Just to hear His voice. Just to be in His presence. Just to experience Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, teach us how to walk, to live, to function within your yoke, within the yoke of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, so that we can learn of you. Oh, so that we can find rest for our souls. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. I love you, Father.